Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from the National 2014 Rural and Small Town Mission Conference at the Airport Marriott Hotel in Kansas City. Joining me this morning, the Reverend Todd Kohlbaum, Director of Rural and Small Town Mission, and Amy Gertz, Project Coordinator for Rural and Small Town Mission. Amy, it's so good to have you back on His Time this morning. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I guess, I don't know, do I say welcome to you? You're hosting, so maybe it's the other way around, but it's so good to get to be with you. Pastor Kohlbaum, good to spend some time with you this morning. I know you guys have lots going on, so we've got just a few minutes. Good to talk with you this morning, Pastor Kohlbaum.
Well, it's so good to have you and KFUO here.
It's a lot of fun to get to do these. I love being in the studio, but it's kind of fun to get out of the studio. And this location, most people wouldn't think an airport hotel for a rural and small town mission conference. But why an airport hotel?
Well, we've had that question before, Andy.
And I think it's a great location, but I'm sure our listeners are wondering, why are the rural and small town mission folks, why are they having a conference at an airport?
Well, this is actually the second time we've been here, and because people travel from all over the Senate to get mm-hmm. here, being near the airport makes a big difference. The very first one was up in Storm Lake, Iowa, which was a fantastic location, but people had to drive and drive after they flew in. So it really makes sense when you have to travel a ways to be right here sure. in the shuttle back and forth to the airport. Plus, when you know where the Kansas City Airport Marriott is at, it's really pretty much out in the country. Yes, there's an airport nearby, but there's cornfields too. We're closer to Platte City, Missouri, which is a fairly small town, mm-hmm. Than we are to Kansas City itself. So this really is a rural place.
I ventured out last night, and you're right, it is rural with not only the sights, but also the smells.
There you go. We want an authentic experience here.
As you drive in, you see all the cornfields and the soybeans and the hay fields. And so it's really, as you drive, you have this yeah. definite rural experience, too.
Yeah, I made the road trip over from St. Louis, and I did see lots of cornfields and lots of pastures and stuff. And it was beautiful, and I even put on some bluegrass music to make sure I was in the mood for the rural and small town. Not that all rural and small town congregations and missions have bluegrass music. That doesn't necessarily describe all of them, but it certainly got me in the mood, and it's great to be here. What are the things that are going on today? We started last night. The things that are going on today and tomorrow that people come to this conference for, Amy?
Well, today we're going to kick it off with our Bible study led by Dr. Lawrence Rast from Concordia Theological Seminary. He is looking at Colossians and talking about the small places and Christ's presence in the gap. He also kicked us off yesterday with that same theme, and so we're going to explore mm-hmm. it more in depth. And then we're going to have a keynote speech by Reverend Richard Boring, and he's going to talk about what does it mean to be rural? What does that really mean today? Mm-hmm. And
we're going to bring him in here in just a little bit to talk about that.
He's going to talk to you too, and I think that's going to, people sometimes get confused. Rural is not what it was in 1920, 1940.
Everybody was rural.
Exactly, and rural and small town is unique in every place where it is. Mm-hmm. Rural and small town is not what we see in the political ads today. And rural and small town sometimes means ski resorts and tourist towns. And mm-hmm. so the definition of rural is very broad.
Sure. College towns, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And those places have unique factors that they need to deal with. And their churches have unique challenges and opportunities. So, and then we have a lot of great breakout sessions today. We have Pastor as Community Leader with Pastor Kohlbaum. We've got things on commodities giving. We've got things on education. We've got things on early childhood. We've got same-sex issues, the opportunities for mm-hmm. outreach in rural and small town. There's just
all kinds of breakout sessions.
The gamut, and we've really been hearing a lot of good things already about congregations that have had opportunities to fellowship between each other mm-hmm. with one another when they're here as a group. So we're excited,
and we're going to talk with some of the folks that have attended or the lay leaders. Why do they come to this? We certainly understand. It makes sense in my mind why pastors would go to a conference, but some people might not think, why would lay leaders go to why would lay members of a congregation go to a conference like this? And we're going to talk with some of the folks that come to the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference who aren't pastors, who aren't church workers. They come because they are members of the body of Christ, and we're going to hear from them coming up at 8:45.
Exactly. You know, the pastor's role in our churches is huge, and we never want to downplay that. We need their leadership, their care, their love and support, and their leadership is huge. But at the same time, the role in the body of Christ of our lay leaders is also a very large part. Mm-hmm. They, from a practical point of view, they are often there for a lifetime, when our pastors are sometimes there only for a short time, maybe 4 or 5 years. Sometimes they are there for 50 years, but that's not always the case. So we need those long-time leaders in our congregations to have this training, to have these resources as well, so that they can be a strong pillar in their church, mm-hmm. and help lead. And we want them to be trained, have those resources, and be able to reach out to those who don't know Christ's love.
Pastor Kolbaum, why a rural and small town mission conference? Why rural and small town? Why do we have this whole? It's not an office, not a department. I don't know what
nobody really knows. What.
It's part of the Office of National Mission. But why is this an important part of our church body? Why this effort?
Well, and I think that's a very good question, Andy, because a lot of times we get asked that, and it's a matter of there's some very unique, as Amy was just saying, there's some very unique situations that happen in rural and small town congregations, which if generally speaking, a lot of this stuff could be applicable anywhere one would be doing ministry.
Sure.
However, what we try to do is dial it down and make it very specific so that it's applicable specifically in those rural and small town places, because they are really faced with lack of resources. They're faced with lack of manpower and all these obstacles, which may seem insurmountable, but when we give them the resources and let them see that this is how you can use it in this small place or in this rural place, then all of a sudden it comes to light and mm-hmm. the light bulbs come on. Oh yeah, we can do this. So it gives them the strength and the encouragement to be able to carry that out.
So really what it turns out to be was just a perceived lack of resources. The resources are there. Just connecting our congregations, our pastors, our church workers with these resources, helping them see what's available to them.
Yeah,
even right in their own backyards.
Exactly. And then as Amy was saying, with the lay leadership as well, they can hold each other's feet to the fire. They can mm-hmm. say, you know what, we do have this. God has blessed us with everything we need to do this ministry. Maybe not the one we think we should do, but this is the one we ought to be doing. And they can hold each other's feet to the fire, support one another, encourage one another,
sure.
celebrate with one another. And that's the beauty of what we're trying to do here.
And while worship and gathering around the word, receiving the sacraments, that's God's gift to the church, and that's the same across the board. What congregational life looks like for each different parish can vary from congregation to congregation in terms of how they connect and engage their community. That can vary from place to place. And I think one of the things that I gained from coming to this conference last year was realizing that as a rural or small town parish, you don't have to necessarily look like or do the same things that your the neighboring congregation 20 miles away is doing, especially if their community, their neighborhood is different. The main thing is that the thing that's the same is the word and sacrament, obviously.
That's exactly what I had mentioned yesterday in my plenary speech, because I said, be who you are. Just be yourself. Don't try to do this thing just because somebody else is doing it or it's popular. When you try to import things, they almost always fall flat on their face. But be genuine to who you are and what God has blessed you with, and it more than likely it will do exactly the thing that you set out to accomplish.
Well, I know that you all have things to get to this morning. I know that you all you've got presentations and things to take care of today and schedules to keep and all of that. So before we go, your encouragement to those who are listening today who are not here this year, your encouragement?
I would say definitely take advantage of the resources that we provide you on lcms.org/RSTM. We've got archives full of newsletters and webinars that you can access at any time at your convenience, as well as our full calendar of events where you can join the webinars live. Look for our National Mission Festival happening in January the 17th and 18th. You just have to RSVP so that you can join us. Look for engaging your community events that might be coming near you.
Or invite us to come to it and engaging your community event.
Exactly. You could also join us next year because we will be doing another national conference here in Kansas City, November 5th through the 7th. Our theme next year is Standing in the Harvest Fields, and we will have Reverend Ken Klaus as one of our keynote speakers. We're very excited about that. And we know that we are going to have tons of great resources, again, available for you. I cannot stress enough that if you bring maybe two people from your congregation, mm-hmm. your pastor, a couple lay leaders, you will talk the entire time about what you can take back with you. If you come by yourself, you're going to be like, oh, I wish I could talk to somebody about that.
You're going to, by 8 o'clock at night, you're pretty tired because you've been talking, but also at the same time, very energized from from talking with others too. Pastor, with just a few seconds left before we go to break here, your encouragement to those who aren't here, who are listening and aren't here today.
Well, very much like Amy said, we want to encourage rural small town congregations to know that they are vital, to know that they are needed out there. They are the mission outpost in the gaps where we don't have presence, or if they weren't there, we wouldn't have presence. So keep on doing what you're doing. Spread that good news. Celebrate the joy of being in ministry and keep turning to the Lord and trusting in Him. And if you need resources to help you do that, well, we're always there.
Absolutely. Well, it's great talking with you all. I know that you've got to run. You've got a bunch of things. I see that schedule on your tablet over there, Amy, and I don't envy it. Well, thank you so much for the work that you're doing in Rural and Small Town Mission for putting on this conference. I know there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes, too, that a lot of folks don't realize. And so thank you very much for the work that you're doing. And thanks for giving me some of your time this morning, too, so that our listeners can hear what's going on at the National Rural and Small Town Mission Conference here at the Airport Marriott Hotel in Kansas City. What a great place for a conference. Thank you, Amy Gertz, Project Coordinator for Rural and Small Town Mission. Thanks for being our guest this morning. And the Reverend Todd Kolbaum, Director of Rural and Small Town Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thanks for being my guest this morning.
Thank you, Andy.
All right, you guys have a great day. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got more to talk about at the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference. We're going to talk with the Reverend Richard Boring from the Nebraska District. We're going to talk with him in a little bit about the presentation that he's giving here at the National Rural and Small Town Mission Conference. I'm Andy Bates, broadcasting live from the RSTM Conference 2014, right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO.